the more we consider the disadvantages of our self-preoccupation, the easier it becomes to oppose it and let it go. Similarly, the more we meditate on the advantages of cherishing others, the easier it becomes to open our heart to others and to care for them in a very genuine way. So cherishing others is very different than being attached to them. So the attitude we're trying to develop here is one where we care for others simply because they exist, not because they feed our own self-centered attitude in any way. So again, by making examples in your life and by thinking of possible situations, recall that when we hold in our heart the thought and feeling that cherishes others, then very naturally what we say and do makes others happy. So that attitude that cherishes others creates the cause of happiness, both in ourself and in others. It's a very good way to contribute to world peace. In addition, when we develop this attitude that respects and values others, our own lives become very meaningful. They become meaningful not only because we act in ways that directly benefit others now, but because that attitude that wishes to care for others propels us along the path to Buddhahood. And that enables us to be of extensive benefit to others in the future. So all of that makes our life very meaningful. And the attitude that cherishes others also pulls us out of our self-centered ways that make us so miserable. So the more we can look at others with eyes of kindness, the happier we're going to be ourselves, because we're going to be controlled less by our own self-preoccupation. In addition, when we really care for all others equally, then we can be happy anywhere and any time. So our mind won't be discriminating favorites among people, but instead will be very affectionate and caring towards everybody. And so that facilitates our own happiness, as well as the happiness of others. And the more we have the attitude that cherishes others, the better our relationships with them will be. This is an attitude which also increases the harmony in our society. In addition, this attitude that cherishes others makes us act in constructive ways, which then creates a lot of positive potential on our mind stream. And this positive potential is the cause for us to have good rebirths, and it also makes our mind very fertile so that we can easily generate all the other realizations of the path. The attitude cherishing others not only helps them, but it also directly influences our own spiritual progress. So this heart that cherishes others is the root of all happiness, both our own happiness and others' happiness. And it's also the root of all of our present happiness and future happiness. So to conclude, try and generate the clear understanding that there's only benefit that comes from caring for others in an impartial manner. And recognize that this kind of cherishing of others is very different from caring for them out of guilt or obligation or fear or codependency. So leave behind all those quote-quote ways of cherishing others that are actually based on our own self-centeredness, and instead seeing only advantages to genuine affection and care for others, make a strong resolve in your own heart to cultivate that part of yourself and to let it influence your life and let it influence those around you, helping to make the world a better place.